In response to the mass shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida last week, a family in Skagway wanted to help. KHNS's Abby Collins reports.
When Skagway resident Greg Getz heard the news, he knew he wanted to offer some sort of support.
My wife and I saw that on TV, and, you know, for no other reason, like, you're just walking around the house, you start getting choked up, and, you know, you have no personal connection with these people because what you see, you feel like you do, you know? And so we really didn't know what to do, and so we put that thing on Facebook, you know, asking if everybody else had felt the same way, and they did, and that's how it all started.
Getz put a message out on the Skagway Swap Facebook page, a community marketplace. He said he and his wife Diana were thinking of holding a fundraiser to benefit the victims and families of those affected by the Florida shooting. The idea? To sell barbecue sandwiches for a $5 donation. Getz says he put together similar fundraisers twice before, when he lived in Nome, but wanted to make sure it was feasible in the small community of Skagway. He lived in Texas for 17 years, and that's where the barbecue inspiration comes from. More than 100 people responded to the Facebook post. They said they'd take 4, 10, even 20 sandwiches in a few cases. Getz estimates they sold 190 or 200 in total.
We normally keep track of the buns by the bags that we have. Well, there were so many kids helping out that, I mean, everybody came, and it was just my wife and I setting this thing up. Well, when they saw that we were having trouble, everybody jumped in. They started helping out. So some of the bags kind of got thrown away, but I'm just guessing somewhere around there.
And the donations are still coming in. Getz says they total about $1,700 so far. He's hoping that reaches $1,800.
I've never done it for anything like this, and the other fundraisers I had up in Nome, they were cash. You know, you collect the money, you give it to the family, and that's the end of it. So this one's a little bit different.
Getz says he plans to donate the money raised by the community through the fundraising website GoFundMe. The Getz family will continue collecting donations until Thursday afternoon. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.